Okay, so looking at this then, this is kind of the performer that you set up. As soon as you get a calculator whack question, you've got to think, right, what are, because it's the weighted average cost of capital. So first of all, you've got to think, what's my capital? Well, that's going to be your equity and any debt that you've got. So you just put in the equity and any debt, all right? So that's that bit. Then you've got to work out the cost of them all. So cost of equity, if you remember, is DVM or CAPM. And then the cost of debt, well, it all depends what sort of debt it is. So go have a look at the other sections on the site and you'll see all those broken down. So that's how you work out the costs. And then I've put market value. Now in the exam, he'll either ask for market values or book values. If he asks for book values, just simply put in what's in the accounts, including retained earnings, for equity and for debt. Just put the figures in the accounts because that's what's called in the books. If he asks for market values, then you've got to take for equity, ignore retained earnings, for equity, just take the share capital and times it by the share price. For preference shares, take the share capital, times it by the share price. For debt, take the amount of debt in the books, divide it by 100, and times by the market value of the debt, because the market value of the debt is given per 100. Now, if the examiner doesn't mention whether he wants book value or market value, use market value if you can. And then, finally then, what you then do is you multiply those two together, so the cost of the equity times by the market value of the equity, the cost of the debt times by the market value of the debt, etc. And that is effectively what I call interest. I mean, it's not really interest, but it's what I call kind of the interest that we're paying on all this equity and all this debt. And then you total up the interest, you total up the amount of capital that you've got, you divide one by the other, and then you get the cost of capital, or at least the weighted average cost of capital.